entertained, be educated, be informed. 95.7 FM, The Cross.
Listen to 95.7 FM on your phone by downloading the KNNA app for your Android or Apple device, and listen to us anywhere in the world.
How are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? Lutheran Theological Seminary Tshwane in Pretoria, South Africa, is sending out preachers to bring Christ to every corner of Africa with faithful professors and a vigorous, thoroughly Lutheran curriculum. St. Philip Lutheran Mission Society exists to support that task, raising funds in the United States to train students in Africa, students who will return to Nigeria, Botswana, Uganda, Madagascar, South Africa, and numerous other places with the proclamation of Christ. Contact us at www.splms.org for more information or to donate. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
Want to find out more about KNNA The Cross? Then check out the website at www.thecross957.org, or you can email 95.7FM at info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org.
Have time on your hands? Have a heart for helping? Bryan Health West Campus is looking for volunteers to provide rides for patients, families, visitors, and staff to and from their vehicles, circulating through parking lots, the parking garage, and front entrance. A vehicle is provided. Contact Ann Bauer or Mary Beth McWilliams at 402-481-3032 or go to volunteers@bryanhealth.org. For more information.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool in Lincoln, Nebraska is a fantastic school for your child, grandchild, or even a friend's child to attend. Whether or not you know a student attending, you might be wondering if there is a way you can support the school. Well, you can. SCRIP. SCRIP is an amazing system that provides money to the school at no cost to you. The way SCRIP works is simple. You buy a gift card to a store you wish to purchase items from. What you spend there, that company then takes a certain percentage of the purchase and provides that funding to the school. You buy your stuff, they give money to the school. It's that easy. So come on down to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School. Buy SCRIP and financially support Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool. Thank you for your support.
5 seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting. When traveling at 55 miles per hour, that's enough time to cover the length of a football field blindfolded. Put down the phone. Don't text and drive.
I do want to think.
The following program contains... what did I write here?
Wonderful handwriting.
Yeah, okay, let me try this again. The following program contains incoherent views, embarrassing opinions, and terrible advice, which only belongs to the hosts and guests of this program. KNNA has absolutely no responsibility for this program. Neither do their sponsors or volunteers or neighbors or family pets. In fact, they don't even know that we're doing this show. We just broke into the studio and turned on the mics. In fact, I don't even know who these other guys are. They locked me in a basement and they dragged me out and made me read this weird thing.
Read for the radio.
In fact, they kidnapped me 3 weeks ago. And this is the first time I've gotten to see any daylight. Too bad it's been overcast all day, so there's not even any sun. You jerks.
He's having a rough year.
Who writes this stuff anyway? This is embarrassing. It's inhumane. I can't work under these conditions. Well, anyway. Here's their show.
You're listening to Off Water Tangent.
Welcome to Off on a Tangent, Saturday, March 25th. And this is just kind of a weird way to start the show, I guess. It just kind of came up all of a sudden. So.
I mean, it's pretty par for the course.
Right. So anyway.
It's not like it happens every Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Exactly. Anyway, first up, Black Keys with Fever. Keys with Fever and Off on a Tangent. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Adam, and joining us is Eric, as always.
Yep.
And David.
Hey.
And Jim, he has no mic tonight, so it's because we got other guests. Welcome Ashley, and from When Music Was Music with Lovable Jack, Callie.
Hi.
Hello.
They got.
They're on. They're sharing a mic, so they might sound a little distant. So Ashley's first time on radio, so
yes.
I can tell you she's a little
welcome
nervous.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So anyway, Eric, you're saying that you had to help out a old friend, I think, today earlier.
Oh yeah, yeah. My wife and I were at Walmart.
Right.
And, this guy we know at who works in a certain section of Walmart was like, mm-hmm. my car's not running. I mean, he can't start the car to, you know, get away from the store, which is important. and so yeah, I said, well, let me help you out with that, please. And I just so happened to have jumper cables in the car, which surprised me to death because I really didn't expect to have any. Mm. But it worked.
It worked good.
Yeah, we hooked it up and nothing blew up and his car started and stayed running.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both escaped.
So that wonders for me anyway. I've been in a situation where I felt helpless, like my car doesn't start, I lose my keys, something like that. You're smelling your mic. Everything okay over there?
I think so.
Okay.
I can't quite hear myself.
Oh, okay.
This mic smells like success. I must bottle this odor. Who was near this mic? Please continue.
I don't even know what to... what?
What are we talking about now?
Please continue.
Smells like a lot of things. Success is not one of them.
I don't know. I honestly hadn't picked a word when I'd started talking.
Does it smell bad, Eric? I sit there. I think she spits at it.
He's
a little bit.
Forming an opinion. Judging your mic.
Yes. All right, so...
judging your mic. Helpless feelings. What were you? We're talking about.
Yeah,
helpless
speaking
feelings.
Of feeling helpless, I have no words. Already.
Nice sunny conversation.
The radio show as it's going right now.
I just feel so helpless. I don't know where it's going.
Right. Anyway, what is?
So I'm just getting you into character, about. Adam.
That's fine. So, I mean, what do you know? What's the most helpless feeling that you have? Like car won't start, lost your keys. Any other kind of, you know, just kind of a thought.
Hmm.
Because for me, if
a,
my,
a helpless thought.
Yeah. Well, like a.
Like when you're driving in your car, and it's icy out,
mm-hmm.
and you apply the brake,
mm-hmm.
and nothing happens.
Oh.
This has happened to me thrice while coming to be on the show. It has happened to me thrice.
Wow.
That happened to me once in Omaha on an on-ramp onto I-80.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, and that was truly a helpless... It was a big combination of being helpless, just saying there is nothing I can do right now, and trusting that God is going to protect you. I mean, literally, there was nothing else to do.
Goodness
and
gracious.
I ended up stopped safely within a lane... pointed the wrong direction. So we had to correct that.
Yeah. Okay.
That was kind of terrifying.
I think
that might be the most helpless I've ever felt. That and when your child is in bed and will not go to sleep and is screaming and you've gone through every single process that you've ever gone through and there's no help at all.
Oh boy, wow. I have that one to look forward to.
That's pretty awful too.
Mm-hmm.
Jim knows what I'm talking about. Even though he has no mic. I am giving voice to Jim. I don't know why I'm so like
voice to the voiceless.
I am full of something right now. I'm getting all charged up about anything I can.
We're all full of something. All the time. Hence the show.
For me, I think it's, you know, when my car doesn't start. That's pretty much the most helpless feeling I have. So, because I only have one car, and if it doesn't start, then I don't have, you know, spouse to say, hey, can I borrow your car or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of my friends live, you know, ways away, and they have work too. So,
right.
So that's a bad feeling, I think.
You're not really close with your neighbors, are you?
Not
I mean, you
really,
couldn't borrow your neighbor's car.
Not really, but yeah. So, yeah. Anyway.
That is rough.
Mm-hmm.
That is rough. It's kind of funny. Like, I really enjoy jumping my car. I don't know why, but it's just fun for me. I think I've learned to enjoy it because that is the escape from that situation.
Huh.
It's
all right.
Just like, I enjoy jumping my car now.
All right. So.
Anywho.
Next up is Fleet Foxes with Lorelei? Lorelei? I don't know what that word is. I think...
Thank you.
was Lorelei on what was that boy? Fleet Foxes. Yeah, that's the band. Mm-hmm. I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. We're all
who recommend that never happens on.
We're all
show.
Scatterbrained tonight, I think, and we're also learning a lot.
There are tangents in abundance.
Right. So. Okay, we're learning a lot about each other tonight.
David is an. Is
David likes jumping his car for enjoyment.
I mean,
he does it to relax.
I don't know.
I think it just happens.
Some people have coin collections. Other people drink.
Watch movies and read books.
Yeah.
Intentionally run the battery down in my car and then jump it. That's how I get by.
It's what gives you inner peace.
That's
yeah, man.
And the jumping of the car.
Should give you something else. It's like a shock.
I have learned to enjoy it because I am constantly being...
Because it's forced on you, right?
Yes, I'm constantly being an airhead and leaving my lights on. I think my battery's just getting old. I just need to bite the bullet and buy a new battery.
Mm-hmm. They're not that expensive.
You underestimate how cheap I am.
Oh.
I have a different standard of expensive.
And we also learned during the song that our silent partner tonight, Jim, mm-hmm. is not a fan of Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Not as an act. Just not as an actress. Nope. Yeah. So, which led us to a little discussion. Like, is there actor actresses that you just are not a fan of? And... We heard
Nicolas
one.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Another. I mean,
Jim's just full of hate over there tonight. Drew Barrymore, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind him. He makes me laugh.
Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage, yes.
Okay, not all of his movies are great, but he's made some great ones.
Put
for
the
bunny
back in the box.
Yeah, okay, Con Air.
The bunny goes in the box.
By the way, this is how I know that I married the right woman, because we were on our anniversary in a you got a little bed and breakfast room or something. I was like, oh well, we got some ice cream and some drinks, and so we're like, well, let's see what's on TV, because we don't have a TV, so just see what's on there. Con Air was on there, and I was like, oh, this is a good movie. And she said, really? She sat there and watched more than half the movie of Con Air with me.
Hey,
yeah,
keeper.
It was that's right,
keeper.
That's right. Also, a great Nicolas Cage movie and a John Cusack movie.
Too. John Cusack's an interesting. Sort of actor.
Now the latest entries in Nicolas Cage's au revoir are obviously substandard, but he's got to pay back his tax bill somehow, right?
Yeah, you know. He's been taking some supporting roles lately.
Oh yeah,
I watched that movie Snowden. He played a supporting role in that.
Okay, like as the old wise person.
Yeah, as the old
really.
Old wise
okay.
person.
I don't
old
think that's
wise Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I don't think that's something you can pull off very
exuding
well.
Exuding wisdom.
I mean, you've got the actors who can all play those roles pretty well, right? Mm. You've got like Ben Kingsley and Morgan Freeman and Nicolas Cage. No. Sorry. It's just not going to work.
When I was younger.
Yeah, Sean Connor.
The thing with I you said Morgan Freeman. I think you know what? I think Morgan Freeman's the one for me, because he plays he just plays
Morgan
the same guy
is the one
over
for me.
And over again. Like in Batman,
so well.
He was the
He's
same character.
Oh, come on.
So it's not really acting anymore. It's just hiring him as the guy.
His
you know?
Voice though. Oh my gosh, the voice.
The voice
oh,
yeah. is great.
I don't even care that it's
great.
The same guy. It's, I mean, that is a kind of, like, that is a style of acting. People bring
right.
us just
right.
the same presence to every role, you know? And, you know, when they cast them, they're expecting to be casting, you know, they're kind of casting the same character over
right.
and over. And that's just their niche. That's what they do.
Right.
Yeah.
Typecasting.
Right. Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson is in that same mode. And probably has been for a very long time.
Okay.
Pretty much.
But it just
pretty
seems
much.
Like...
Not Die Hard 3, though. In Die Hard 3, he was a somewhat different character. Mm. But
I haven't seen Die Hard 3
Die
yet.
Are ever. You serious? No,
yes.
Die Hard 2 is the worst. The Which plane? One? On the plane?
No.
Die Hard
isn't,
2?
Isn't 3 the one that's in
Three's in New York City.
Three is in New York City, like in
right.
the sewage.
or in the sewer lines, right?
That's part of it, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. No, that is by far the worst one.
Are you kidding?
No.
With Jeremy Irons as the villain?
Yeah. No, that is my least favorite. Jeremy I watched Irons. All of them. I'm a big diehard fan, but I hate I oh, oh
okay,
it's
this
a really
actually,
strong word. I just this, really dislike number wow. 3. Yeah.
It's a strong word. You use it for something that matters, right?
Gotta keep it clean, guys.
Keep that one in the chamber for later.
So how many Die Hard movies are there now total? Six?
Six
seven?
Six or seven. I was going to say...
Oh, so how much of a fan are you?
Thank you. I'm a big fan is that I will sit down and if my husband wants to watch it on TV, I will sit down and watch it with him.
Aww.
Because I... Yeah.
Okay. Because you love him or because you love Die Hard?
Oh, no.
She loves him.
I love my husband and Bruce Willis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No,
Bruce Willis
yeah,
is definitely
that's fine.
A good... Yeah.
All right.
Bruce Willis
thumbs
is
up on that.
Bruce Willis is kind of the same in every
I'm also in love
well.
With Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's, I don't know, that's kind of a, no, I'm thinking aloud here. Maybe I think that's kind of a leading man thing. Like, a lot of those guys, like character actors, they get a lot of supporting work, but leading men, they have a pretty consistent sort of, like Brad Pitt, I mean, he does different stuff mm-hmm. with his roles, but he is pretty consistently mm-hmm. the same kind of guy
oh,
in each
yeah.
role that he plays.
Yeah, George Clooney is this way.
Yes.
Like more so than Brad Pitt, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
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 So
you think this about Christian Bale, though, and I completely disagree.
That, yeah, that he's kind of
that
the same.
Plays the same
and
character.
It's,
Now, what movies are you comparing? I mean, obviously, all the Batman movies,
all
he's
the Batman
playing the
movies,
same character.
Yeah. Well, the Batman movies, 3:10 to Yuma, it's the same guy. I've seen bits of American okay. Psycho as well, which is the one that people really talk about. He played John Connor in one of the Terminator movies. I've seen him in quite
oh,
a
okay.
bit, quite okay. a bit of different stuff. And it seems to me like he's playing, I mean, sort of different versions of the same character. Maybe my standard is too high for him because of all the hype he gets.
Right.
But what I see is that, It's just, oh, here's Crazy Bale, and here's Batman Bale, and here's Cowboy Bale, and I don't know, it just seems like all the same guy. Mm. And it's good, but I guess my criticism is that he's overhyped.
Okay.
That's my, I mean, he's very good, but it's just, he's not that good.
So my take on this conversation is, and I'm, you know, just kind of caught off guard here, is that every actor... You know, will play themselves,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, my assumption to Morgan Freeman is basically the same as George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and
right.
the list goes on, so...
Well, no, not that they necessarily play themselves, because okay. I think we shouldn't expect, like, that kind of honesty from mm-hmm. an actor, that he's actually... That is actually, you know, Morgan Freeman. I mean, we wouldn't expect that of... Any other actors, that's mm-hmm. not what the job is. But that they play the same character.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The advantage is that they develop the same character, like, over their career to actually mm-hmm. be a really good character, even mm-hmm. though they're playing the same character over mm-hmm. and over again. So I think that's a big criticism of people like Robert De Niro
mm-hmm.
and maybe Al Pacino, too. Mm-hmm. People who were in their prime years ago, really amazing actors.
Right.
But now, the parts that they're playing now is like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. okay, so that's Robert De Niro being Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
But you could still say the same for Morgan Freeman. He hasn't played a new character since Shawshank Redemption, I think. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Every time you say Morgan Freeman, you just think of that voice,
Morgan
like you said,
Freeman.
That voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just been him narrating Shawshank Redemption since 1990.
Yeah.
Oh, and
nobody is complaining.
Really. Yeah, exactly. And Eric, by the way, there's 5 Die Hard movies.
There's only 5?
There's only 5.
You're
yeah.
kidding.
No.
I was thinking
okay.
there were 6.
The latest one that came out was in 2013.
I'll be
there hasn't been anything since, I thought. Since, I thought.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, did you think the 4th one, like the first of the newer ones, did you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I really liked that one.
That one was...
That was with Justin
Long.
Long. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That one was really good. I liked
the
that
The 5th
one.
Was worthless. I absolutely hated the 5th one. That's just my opinion.
But it's still a diehard movie, so...
Well, I watched
mean,
it
so
to
yeah,
the end.
Exactly, you have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Right.
If a series goes on that long, by the 5th one, or is the 5th one any good? Like...
It depends. It really
I'm just,
depends.
What about
I mean, Halloween, I mean, it's...
Oh, no.
Halloween.
Not
Friday the 13th, you know.
Oh, no. Not my genre.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Well, what was the fifth Harry Potter movie? Was that any good? I don't know anything about Harry
those
Potter.
Those are good movies.
Saying. Those are different because, those are based on books. Yeah. Like I feel
and
that
each one is a book.
Yeah.
Right, unless they
break it up, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. The last one is broken up. But those are books. Like, that's sort of a different animal. And the books were all, they were somewhat episodic, but they all played into this larger story. Mm-hmm. So, it's not... The movies don't have to follow the same rules as sequels. It's not the repeating yourself without repeating yourself kind of thing that these other franchise movies have to do.
Right.
Any Mission Impossible fans in here while we're talking about action franchises?
Oh, that's fine. I'm not a huge fan, but I enjoyed watching them. They're fun.
I think the first one was the only good one.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the third one was pretty intense. Mm. But we can talk about that in a second. It is time for a station ID.
Right.
Eric, you're the master of those. You want to throw one out there?
Do you remember last week?
Passing the bug.
It's like, yeah, this is...
This is off on a tangent on KNNA 95.7 LP, Lincoln,
there it is.
Nebraska. Across.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Stage
right. Got it.
Sorry.
We got it. We got it.
We're so smooth. All right. What's the next topic, Adam?
Well, we're guessing we've got a couple
new tunes
coming up here. Yeah.
All right.
Yep. We got a new song by Gorillaz that was just released. It was yesterday, actually. But first... Yeah, go ahead. No, turn it on.
You want
that one? Yeah.
Okay.
No. We'll do the first one.
The one?
You had you started playing.
You're on it right now. Yes,
you started playing it. There you go.
Here we go.
All right.
You started talking about the Gorillaz.
Yeah.
The Beatles was next.
Yeah, well, that's the first song.
Wrong
animal. First, the Beatles.
We really did break in to this station. We have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah. All right. The Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows.
We'll be right back.
New music by the Gorillaz, released just yesterday. We Got the Power. And I was excited to hear that, actually. You were listening to it. Mm-hmm. All right?
You like it? Yeah, you know, it's been a while since I listened to the Gorillaz. It's way more upbeat than the stuff I remember them doing.
Yeah, so anyway, when this song came out, there was some controversy that kind of surrounded it a little bit after they knew, you know, the details of this song came out.
Mm.
All right, I need to backtrack here a long ways. So, in the 90s, there was two bands, one called Blur, one called Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Albarn, he was the head of Blur, and he also is the creator head of the Gorillaz. Okay? Okay.
Cool.
Oasis had two brothers, Noel and Liam Gallagher, and they kind of developed a rivalry between their band Oasis and Blur, all right? It blossomed and just kind of exploded to sheer hatred, actually. And that boiled over to their fans as well. So Blur fans did not like Oasis and vice versa, all right? This hatred started, you know, pretty bad. It got to a point where Noel, when asked about Damon, mm-hmm. he said, "I hope he dies of AIDS." That's how much they hated each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. So, anyway, keep that in mind. Mm. Fast forward a couple years. Noel and Damon, you know, finally, they actually met each other at a gig, party, whatnot, a few years ago. And they actually kind of buried the hatchet. They talked it out and said that was a silly feud. And they made apologies and made up. And, you know... Mm. They're good.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean,
what
it is.
A happy ending.
Right. Okay. So.
And then he was assassinated.
No. They're all alive. They're all alive. Okay. So, now, a couple years down the road, they actually performed together on stage for a charity concert in London.
Performed music.
Music, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I just want to clarify. I want to make sure everyone
appreciates
that.
We're talking about music. Please continue.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Keep going.
All right. So
we're all listening.
So they actually performed together in London a Blur song called Tender. it's a beautiful song. It really is.
I'm sure it is.
But this is like, wait a second. The guy that hated this band, the arch rival, the nemesis of this band, is on stage with them.
Mm-hmm.
So years later, down the road, a video comes out, and Noel is performing with Damon with a Gorillaz song called Dare. And, you know, that is not his style at all, because the Gorillaz, as you know, is kind of like a hybrid of hip-hop and alternative and indie. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these little things. It's a project. It's really kind of a neat concept. On this song, Noel actually provided backing vocals to this track.
Mm-hmm.
So,
huh.
And you know, people who remember this controversy or this whole
feud,
yeah. Right? Thank you. Yep. They're like, we would never really. They're kind of like, they don't know what to think about it. Some people think it's great. Some people are like, well, you know, that was actually a really special thing back in the day. It kind
the
of
feud?
The yeah,
feud between
yeah.
those bands.
Yeah, it's like a rivalry kind of thing. You know, you have like team, you know, football right. rivals, things like that. Well, that
oh, okay.
But it was like that with music as well. Especially so.
Yeah, but it was with the band Blur.
Right.
And the band Oasis.
Right.
Neither of which exist anymore.
Blur still does.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they actually made an album 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
For the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
That's another, that is another not long story that if you want me to tell, I can tell. But
well, yeah, so I still don't think there's much to be
what?
Controversial
what?
About.
Well, I mean, it's just like, you know, they had these guys that just were, you know, sheer hatred. One guy said he should right. die of AIDS.
They, I love the imagery, by the way.
Yeah.
Hatred blossoms.
Yeah.
It blossomed into a hatred. That's how you described
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Right. So anyway, that's the whole controversy that
huh.
and the thing is, Noel, you know, the two brothers of Oasis,
mm-hmm.
they do not get along at all now.
Do you happen right. to know what this feud was about? Like what was the was it just creative clashes?
Or? No, it was about I think what if I remember correctly, both these, you know, band powerhouses, you know, musical powerhouses mm. in England, they released a single on the same day.
Oh.
And you know, it's like there's like lack of kind of like
bad doubt, planning.
Bad I planning see. And like kind of lack of respect of each other because yeah. these are two top bands at the time and they're both battling out for number one, you know, record sales, things like that. So a lot of, you know, he said, she said kind of stuff going on, just kind of blossomed over to sheer hatred, you know, so.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Totally unnecessary.
Yeah, but you know what? It kind of made things fun. You know, I was on team Oasis, and I never liked Blur at all until when actually Oasis broke up, I started listening to Blur. I'm like, wow, this is actually really good. So and then
you had to get the tattoo removed.
Oh, man.
Right. But Gorillaz was a project, you know, that happened like early 2000s, and everyone liked them. They had that one song called Clint Eastwood. So
oh yeah, so yeah, I remember when they first came out.
Yeah, everyone cool. liked that. So
do we have another song coming up?
I think we do. Yeah. So
all right,
what do we got?
Something special about this, right?
The director is pointing at you, getting angry.
Oh okay. So
this is radio. You talk.
Yeah.
Oh really? We don't just sit here and just stare and just okay. watch you guys. Okay. So I don't know. Do you guys just want to play the next song and then we can?
That's on cue. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Why don't you explain it first?
Okay. So
explain first.
Ashley and I here are starting a new show called Notes from the Stage, where we play music from you know, Broadway's musicals, movies and stuff. So
awesome.
Lots of show tunes.
Cool.
Yeah. Taking basically the majority of the music that we enjoy and sharing it with everybody else. So,
nice.
And,
very cool.
Yeah. Kind of a chance to talk about what's on Broadway now, how mm-hmm. Broadway, you know, started and the first musical movie, whatever that came out and stuff. So
I'm going to listen to that. I love that kind of music.
Right?
That's exciting.
It's good stuff. And it's just a wide range of everything.
When does it start?
It, hopefully, tentatively, starting April 3rd. Monday, and we'll be doing every Monday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on KNNA 95.7 The Cross.
Live.
Live, yes.
Good job, Callie. That was good.
So,
that's how you do a station
Bam!
ID.
Bam!
It was very smooth. I like it.
So, Adam had said last night to, because Adam stopped by Old Lovable Jack and I's show last night.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, when music was music, and he said to potentially bring a song tonight, so I told that to my husband, and he picked this song that we're going to be playing next, and this might be in a, you know, a song that you hear on our show. So here we go!
Why are there so many songs about rainbows, and what's on the sign. Rainbows are visions, but only
So that was Kermie the Frog and Miss Piggy singing The Rainbow Connection.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's your funny. Husband Carl recommended this song?
He did, yeah.
I think he needs to shave off his beard.
Just joking, he Carl. He loves the Muppets.
Carl, give me your man card.
That's funny. Out of all of the music that you have to choose from, I'm surprised he chose that one.
Yeah,
probably just
because
he'd be annoying.
Yeah,
but though that kind of does sound like him. Annoying, but that is very much Carl, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
I did.
Adam, you listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, I had
during the break.
I had the whole. I got the one earpiece on. You know, while we were talking,
and
so.
it was annoying. So you're just sitting over there listening and hating.
I'm not saying I'm sorry. Hating.
It's that strong word again,
right? But
completely different from what you guys normally play on the show.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
my music genre is a little different. So anyway, Jim, are we playing Would You Rather? Is it that time already?
What is this music
already?
What is this?
This isn't the.
No, I don't have it.
Yeah, he forgot his.
I look forward to that song every week.
I'm sorry.
This, however, is a worthy substitute. Is it? Is it Daft Punk? Is that what I'm saying?
This is from Daft Punk.
Good stuff.
Oh. This is from the movie Tron Legacy. Oh, okay.
You know, for not having a mic, you're saying an awful lot over there.
It's from the movie Tron Legacy.
Yeah,
I'm okay with Daft Punk. They're all right.
Oh yeah. What'd you think of Tron Legacy?
I thought it was good.
Okay. You thought it was good.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
I thought it was good, everybody.
I remember Family Guy had a little spoof on Daft Punk.
One did time.
They brought out an old Casio keyboard, and they started playing this beat. It's like, hey, I like this. This is good. Then some guy hands him a Grammy.
Guys, leave Daft Punk alone.
Would you rather? So, all since right. Are you doing that? Are you reading that? I can read.
You're the better reader than I am. So,
well,
we have our.
Would you rather? Oh, okay. Here we go.
All right. So we play. Would you rather?
Would you rather?
So, yes.
Okay.
So it's just some little fun we do at the end. So
sweet.
Yeah. Usually it's fun.
Exciting.
For the most.
Sometimes it just makes us mad.
It's excruciating. Run.
That's why we do it every week on the show. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button on your life?
I would say rewind. Wow. I was going with pause.
I mean, do you get to do stuff while things are paused, or do you are you paused
on your life
with it?
Well, are you part of your life?
This is a deep
but if you,
I just took
that,
I feel.
Are you part of your
that
life?
Wouldn't make any sense, though, because if you could pause yourself, but you were part of your life, then you could never unpause yourself either. So that's kind of permanent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not talking like a Groundhog's Day kind of pause,
I was just
right?
thinking that. Like, oh. Is this like Groundhog's Day or something?
Yeah.
I don't think so, because...
These questions,
I mean, like,
these questions
rewind,
are never specific.
Rewind isn't just like a, you know, a constant loop. It's you go a little ways and then you can rewind.
Yeah,
it goes a little way. So you can make
it.
Headway. You have the option of it.
Yeah, but like with a pause though.
With the pause, yeah, things are stopped. Like you get a break. So speaking metaphorically, right? You get a break, but you don't necessarily go back. And that's why I would go with the pause button. I've never ever wanted to, you know, all the questions of if you could do it again, what age would you go back to? I've never ever wanted to go back to a previous age. I have grown up, my entire childhood, I could not wait to be an adult. Like, that was my goal in life as a child, was to be an adult. And now all these stupid kids.
All these people
are whining about, oh, I just want to be 12 again. Or the 80s were awesome. You were born in 86, you idiot.
Okay, I remember stuff back in the 80s, and I was born in 86, so thank you, Eric, but...
Okay, so,
I don't
go ahead.
I actually don't remember much from the 80s.
The game has
to be. Right, I'll say I'll go back to the 90s.
Somebody who was born in 89 does not get to call themselves an 80s child.
No.
Sorry. No. It's passed you by.
Hey, I was born in 88, and I remember...
No, I don't remember anything. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't. I don't either. Actually, no, I do remember 89, but anyways.
I remember. I was in kindergarten 89, so I remember that.
So the consensus is... Rewind? Is everyone for rewind?
There's two for pause.
Two for pause?
Yeah, you guys.
Adam
didn't say.
I don't know.
I'd be more for... I'm going with rewind, I think.
I would do pause. I would go pause, I think. Especially on the good days. Some, you know, seems like there's days I'm just not that happy and stuff like that. So if I can pause on a good day, I would take pause. So.
To like pump yourself up and then go back to the day? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Because rewind, I think there's just too much stuff in the past, I think.
Why would you want to go back to that?
Yeah. Do you get to pause and sleep? Like, can you pause and then go to sleep?
That would be perfect.
Huh. You could.
I like that idea.
Because nobody got
never
to sleep
lose time sleeping. Yeah. Imagine what you could do with your life.
This music got very different.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like there's little children dancing in the streets or something.
I see. The Angry Birds main thing.
Angry Birds.
London Philharmonic Orchestra.
All right.
Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Ocean.
Mm.
I choose ocean. Why ocean? Pretty fishies. No, I think it's just more sustainable. I don't know. There's a lot of oceans that haven't been discovered.
Both
yet.
Terrifying.
Have you seen like some of the deep water fishes that are there?
They're so creepy.
Oh,
I know. But
like the
still
angler
cool.
fish.
Oh, that's
there's the what fish?
The angler fish, like the one that you see in Finding Nemo. Have you seen Finding Nemo?
I've seen it once.
Like a little glowy light that
only
lures
it has,
in.
Yeah, it has like a light that hangs down in front of his face to lure in. Yeah,
other
lure
fish
in like
to
prey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
it's weird. He's jacked up teeth. It's gross.
Mm-hmm.
So I vote for space.
Space.
I'm not going to either of those. I've read H.P. Lovecraft. I'm not falling for it.
It's all a trick.
There's bad stuff in both places.
I think space.
That's my vote.
Space would be interesting because there's just so much more to it than the ocean. I mean, NASA discovered seven planets that could
sustain life.
They're very Earth-like. Seven of them.
That is so.
Yeah.
So
it's,
cool.
It's,
I can't believe
intriguing.
We don't have it on our topics
Isn't it
list.
Probably cheaper, though, to go to the ocean?
Cheaper?
You can, like,
I don't
yeah.
know.
I mean, you can trial and error it now.
Right.
Like, right now, versus space is really expensive.
That's true.
I suppose.
But it is kind of
unless you've got millions
like,
in your back pocket, then.
Well, the question is, if you could. So, presumably it's, you know...
Some people do have millions in their back pocket, and they're working on that right now.
True.
So, in the future, if you have the... legitimately, personally, have the option, would you rather go to space or the ocean?
I'd still want the ocean.
Okay.
I don't know. We can see, like, fish and things like that, but out in space? Like, there's still undiscovered...
There's no fish in space.
No. But there's...
That you know
it's totally different.
There is a moon of Jupiter called Europa, and they think that there is water underneath an ice sheet, and that
really?
Could possibly sustain life.
Oh, that's scary. Well, then my answer would be changed if that's the case.
All right.
It's all about the
oceans.
Well, because then you can eat. You can, I mean, there's a whole solar, there's a, or not solar, there's a climate down there. I just, yeah,
cool. Yeah.
I prefer water.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, I want to be a mermaid. Who doesn't?
I can't swim, so being underwater would be pretty, that would be like my ultimate fear. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If your submarine caves in, you're not swimming away from there.
Well,
dude,
you won't be,
everywhere.
Even if you can't swim, you're not
going
to swim away from
sharks,
that. But.
Yeah. I don't like sharks.
If your spaceship caves in, you're not flying away from it either.
This is true. take your worst scenario right there.
Right.
Go with it.
Would you rather be fluent in all languages or be a master of every musical instrument?
Ooh. Ooh,
language.
Ooh. Language. We got one. Which language would be your first language?
I don't know.
Well,
Mandarin,
English,
maybe?
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
we're still trying to master that, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so that's still a work in progress.
Right.
I guess the next one I want to learn would be Mandarin, maybe.
Mandarin, wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Ah. Nice.
I'm going to go with you. So.
Oh, we've had this one before, I'm pretty sure. We
nope.
haven't?
Nope.
No, we haven't.
Maybe I've just pondered this question before.
That sounds about right.
What do I
While
want
you're
to
jumping
do?
Your car.
Leaning over
you
the
know
fryer.
What I would really like to do for fun.
Oh, golly. I'm not sure. I would probably go with the languages also.
Languages, okay.
Though, if you ask me...
And what language?
In what language?
Yeah.
Well, you're fluent in all of them, right? That's the question. Fluent in all of them.
Well,
okay,
what would be your preferred one? Like,
my preferred
if you're if you're fluent in all the languages, then you can go to anywhere in the world, and you don't have to worry about the language barrier because you know them all. Which country would you go?
Which?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I
not
I
a
mean,
single...
if I knew all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I would
you know
go
them all.
To
you know them
all of them, honestly.
You are no help.
What one would I go to first?
France.
What one would I go to first? No, yeah. Not France.
France?
Not
I'm saying France.
Germany? Would you go,
go
would you go to
France.
Spain? Maybe down South America?
I would probably go to New Zealand.
New Zealand? Well, that's English, so.
Well,
you know what
I mean, sure, but.
But he'd know the accent really well.
I would go someplace where I could make a lot of money as a translator, and mm-hmm. then I would go wherever mm-hmm. I wanted to.
Ah.
Yeah.
So basically.
Yeah.
Europe.
Yeah.
No, I would seriously go everywhere. I would
Japan,
go everywhere.
Probably.
If
Korea.
I could go everywhere, I would go everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very.
That
very
was
helpful.
The most non-answer.
That's
really worthless.
Yeah.
It's
what was in yours.
So, does anybody want to learn musical instruments?
No.
I would.
I do. I honestly do. Yeah. I would pick musical instruments. Really.
Is that
yeah.
what
all right?
Yeah.
And what you play trombone?
I play trombone.
What would be the next instrument?
Guitar.
Oh, okay.
Hands down, guitar.
Everyone.
I mean,
plays
I really want to play guitar, and I tried as a high school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what an epic failure that was!
Yeah.
I think my fingers are just too small to, you know, to
get around
The the frets. Yeah,
yeah,
and to make an actual chord instead of sounding like just
right.
I couldn't really make an actual sound with it, so
that's kind of the way piano was for me. As far as like I wanted to try and learn it, mm-hmm. and I tried several times and just completely failed.
Yeah,
didn't work at all.
Yep. So anyway,
wow.
Show's
over.
Show's it.
This flew by.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is off on a tangent. And this is probably one of the more train wreck shows, but we pulled it out in the end.
We consumed enough cocaine to get through it.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I told you he was the more troublesome. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, facebook.com/offonatangentradio
uh-huh.
or offonatangentradio@gmail.com or
tangentradio 957
nice.
On Twitter.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, all right. For Adam, Eric, David, Callie, and Ashley, thank you for joining us.
And Jim.
And Jim. Hi, Jim. We will see you guys next time, and have a good evening. Bye.